Ron, and yesterday we spoke about this very important yesod, that a person has to keep remembering that he's a Ben Melech, and that the biggest aveira we saw from Aaron Kalina, the biggest aveira a person could do lamaise is forget that he's a Ben Melech. It's more chashuv to keep remembering who we are. A person forgets who he is, so then there's no mishnah, there's no hope. So that's what we ended off with yesterday. Let's see if there's anything else we need to bring along with us. What we did see at the beginning yesterday was the incredible importance of a having just intrinsic etzem gaiva, healthy gaiva, kosher gaiva, Torah tuned gaiva, and the fact that I'm here, that I'm part of this covenant. Not part of this religion. I don't like the word religion. It has really nothing to do with Yiddish, but this covenant. I'm a privileged member of this covenant, this bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered into with Avraham Avinu, and I inherited it. And it's my, not that we have rights, but it's my entitlement. Let's say, put it that way. A nice way. It's my obligation, on my side, but it's yet that I have that privilege to be obligated, and that I'm a Jew, and that's big news. So that's where we ended off yesterday. So I'm at the bottom of Kuf Chaf Beis, Muhammad Sador, HaMelchomet Keneged HaYochid. We see there's a fundamental difference between the Melchomet of this generation to the previous generations in another aspect. And that is that, Oysa Midah She'odim Yekir Ben Yisoyim, Kein Godlin Sikuyev Litmadeh Mule B'Sofer, U'Besufer She'odover Dover Latzliach L'Amodoy. To the extent that a person grows this this dimension, so the chances of him being successful in the struggles and in the end to be matzliach gets much greater. The more one works on this, the more you have more chance, more kalim to win this war. Adam Shadur Bedir Abu Mal Rudal Achir, when a person knows what he's fighting for, he believes in what he's fighting for, or maybe Nathan Maduran in Achim, and he understands very well why he's fighting. He gets koyach from inside himself that he didn't even know that he had, and you get the koyach to fight. If you know that it's worth it, you fight. If you don't know that it's worth it, so then no, you're not going to fight. But there is over milchama agreim neged klal Yisrael. The milchamas in the past, not exclusively, but the overriding mahalach of the milchamas in the previous generations were against klal Yisrael as a klal. Avonis and Neutzreis, Christianity, Masa, Tzlav, Inquisitia, the Inquisition, Sreifas, Talmud, Zeirus Tatfatach, Ashur, Vervoi, we went through terrible, terrible sufferings, terrible Yisurim, at the hands of the Goyim, essentially from the Christians in the Middle Ages, but that was a Melchomet Keneged HaKlal, I'm at the top of Kuf Chaf Gimel. There was a Melchomet against the Klal. Avada, the Klal is made up of parts, and the parts were part of the Melchomet, but the Ikka Melchomet was against the Jewish people. The Doris of Melchomet, Yetzer, the Chaloisa, Bam Yisrael, Aisa Zu Melchomet Klalis. The Yetzer fought against Klal Yisrael as a Klal. Gama Ascola Ha'arura, the cursed Ascola that we're suffering still from today. Terrible, we have no idea what that is. And afterwards, the secular Zionist approach, which means you can be proud of being Jewish without any Sheikhs to Torah. That was what they introduced. All Melchomas against Klal Yisrael. Undisputed fact, in those days, in those Melchomas, those people that cleaved, like the Rambam says, you should, to the Gedolei Yisrael, to the Hasidic courtyards, to the rabbis, help on to the Eina Ha'eda, the leaders, were by and large saved from the spiritual degradation that was taking place. And that was what always worked. Those were the tools that worked. If anybody's got his eyes half open today, there's a big hole in that Mahalach today. We see that. There's a big hole in that Mahalach. It doesn't work, essentially. Today it's a very, very different story. אם הסעולם אין אין חומס בתוך כלל, בתוך כלל, העולם התהפוך, מנקות דוגמה כדי להסביר זה. The world's changed today. The Umas Ha'olam aren't coming against our Yiddishkeit as a club. I'm not saying there's not, not anti-Semitism about it. That's what's going to start happening now. The incredible rise of anti-Semitism is post the Sefer was written, but that's a natural consequence of the assimilation. But before we even get to that, let's just look at what the Milchama is today. If neither or shnayim yudisha yoise velo tnu akala shel bizayon tapoisa ishemach shmoi hayonidon miyad misa umezayis kuyayim epshel bizayis lochapoi vayin ish simalei. Before a generation or two, anybody that would do anything derogatory to the founder of Christianity, to his vessel, whatever, would be you'd be chayv misa. The church would have put you to death on the spot. You weren't allowed to do that. It's a bit like Islam today. There's laws that you're not allowed to say anything bad about the Muhammad, the Prophet. There's that. But today, Christianity, you can do what you want. You can advise Christianity. You can advise anything. You can speak badly about the Pope. You say what you want. No one's going to do anything. No one cares. Today, the Muhammad is very, very personal. Today the Yetzirah is fighting once again. It doesn't mean that the other stuff's not going on. It doesn't mean that in those days there wasn't a Milchamas Ayochid as well. We're talking about what the main aspect of that generation was. I'm not saying that you never found the other things, and today you don't find those things. Nachinami, but a person has to be able to discern where the Ikar is, where really I need to put my koiches in. So today the Milchama is against the individual Jew. Yeshev lo Yehudi bada b'beisa. In Israel, today we have a Jew, he's sitting alone at home and no one sees it. V'yada machshir katan she internet shmoy. Today he has a little machshir in his hand that's called internet. Ulu b'chitzes kafto achas hu shakur miyad b'zohay mesagadei b'yaseh b'olam. He has the potential in that machine, with one push of a button, to be exposed and to have access and to be connected to the worst, 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 despicable, disgusting, degraded things that the world has to offer. So, from the times of the Dora Mabel, there wasn't a tumor like that. Zeruma maybe, Zeruma is a and what it is, a disgusting, an infection, where they be duke. Ein zu no chamer keneged ha-klal, ele keneged ha-yochid. There's not a war against the klal. This is a war against each individual yid who's having a nisayon on his own, and he has to know how to deal with it. And it's not a simple nisayon, because it's not like television. Television was a big nisayon for people. They were addicted to it, they couldn't give it up, but they didn't need it. It wasn't something that you had to have. You threw it away, nothing happened, nothing, your life never changed. You were just lacking entertainment. You know, you wanted to hear the news, you listen to the radio, whatever. You weren't lacking. If you got rid of the television, nothing changed. Today, it's impossible to live without this internet thing. I mean, we're sitting here now, I'm getting shit on the internet. I mean, if you would have told me, never mind, 5 years ago, told me a year ago, you're going to be getting shit on the internet and you're going to be learning Torah, I would have told you you're nuts. There's a law you're talking, it's never going to happen. I promise you it's never going to happen. And today it happens. People go to work. People need to order food. You can't get a visa. You can't do anything. You can't apply for a passport. You can't do anything without it. Yeah, it's always created a tool here, which is something that you have to have. You need. Although people do manage to live without it, but by and large we can't wind back that. Alavai, we could live without it, but once you start, you can't. But at the same time, this thing's killing people. Literally destroying homes and families in Yidden. So it's not a simple Muhammad Bichlal. Those for Aid, the Muhammad Kashizu, Ayudi Yechel Yeshe, Li Shayer, in Kola Simumanim Ayudim Achitzonim. This is something when we started seeing and we shouldn't believe, we couldn't collect it, that the person can carry on the outside looking part of the Torah world, part of the Frum world, even learning in yeshiva, doing his thing, and yet internally it was rotten. heute bestreimel kapotte ob na wat für khalifa is going in bestreimel is kapotte is going in his black suit in whatever he's wearing he's got his kippah on his head a little bit for yosef who go who kashul comment the sharitu I'm not saying these words I know there were people that were very offended a certain rabbi told me that tabul never speak to shul again because he said things like this but the bottom line is if you're half honest and we used to call this year used to be called the daily dose of MS so I'm not apologizing but that's the truth and today it's possible today anybody that knows anything knows that this is 100% true we're not cutting anybody not speaking badly about anybody but we know today you don't know anybody that's got daughters in Shidduchim knows exactly what I'm talking about but in Shabbat nobody knows in no way you would know. When I was a mashgiach, I mentioned this, when I was a mashgiach in yeshiva, I could tell in the morning how the boys were learning what they did the night before. You could tell. Either they weren't learning, they were still sleeping, or they looked like they were learning, but they weren't. You could see it. It showed straight away. And if a boy carried on doing it for too long, he wouldn't be around for much longer. Today, you wouldn't know. You poshut wouldn't be able to tell. So, yef shaladat. And that's terrifying. The mom is terrified. You don't see the consequences of persons on mente sharitumin. There's no simonim on the outside. That's not so poshut, not poshut at all. So that's the biggest sheker. That's the biggest sheker when the inside world and the outside world don't stem. That's called sheker. So is for oid. במלחמה קשה זו, הידי יחל ישה עם כל הסימנים הידים החיצוניים, והוא עטו בשתי המודדת בין המסעודת ובפני סוגוי, אוקיי. ואין איש יודע. זו שואה רוחניס ומלוי מובן המילה. This is a spiritual holocaust in every meaning of the word. The entire world is interested in trapping Jewish neshamas. This year he's complo, and he's standing and facing the entire world. Mamash Avraham Avinu, the whole world is sitting in front of him on the screen, and he's alone. Poshut, alone. And by the way, anyone will tell you, Rabbi Freim out there, well, I think you'll agree with me that this kind of behavior breeds on being alone. The addicts you find generally do very well alone. They're not the most social people because addictions breed in isolation.
Yep, exactly. As a matter of fact, this part that we're covering right now represents about two-thirds of my caseload.
Oh! Thank you very much. So I'm not exaggerating. This sefer was written over 20 years ago when the problem was just starting. Rav Tavel was a big visionary. He was able to see where it was going. He was talking about the internet destroying Kladi. So Rav Pinkas Zatzal before that was talking about how cell phones, before cell phones had anything other than a phone and like a big portable battery pack that you had to carry around with you, he was really talking about how this machine is going to destroy Kladi. But today we don't need to be convinced. We know, we see, anybody's dealing with anybody. Too. This is a real area of problem. There's a very good, somebody at the Yeshiva world uses in Kiryat Sefer, a very good internet addiction therapist. That's what he specializes. That's all he does. And whatever, I needed to speak to him about somebody to get somebody to meet with him and whatever. He tells me, yeah, I can give an appointment in a year. You know, the guy's backloads a year and he's dealing only with like Yeshiva boys. So the problem is acute. And I'm sorry, Rabbi Freim, I want to give you a bracha that Bezrat Hashem will be able to make panosa from other things rather than this, that this problem should be so solved that you'll have panosa Bezrat Hashem, but not from this.
Amen.
So good. But and it's not Rabbi Freim, I know a lot of guys out there in the field, and it's the same. It touches on everything. We started about, what am I talking about now? Over 30 years ago, maybe Jonathan Connor knows who I'm talking about. A friend of mine from school, whatever, and a bunch of guys. We started a thing called the South African Jewish Drug and Alcohol Program. Internet wasn't the problem then. There was drugs and alcohol and whatever, and we started a program to work with this and whatever. And there, it was already clear what a crisis we were facing going forward 10, 15 years. When the world was denying that it even existed, and we were dealing with mamash, we were up to our balls with problems that we couldn't deal with. We would go into a Narcotics Anonymous meeting in Johannesburg, and 17 of the 22 guys. Just one second of a fun. When you do that, you shut down my Zoom. Okay. If you just, can I ask you not to send me WhatsApps in the middle of the shift? Sorry. and 17 out of the 20 guys in that meeting were Jewish, and people were saying there's no addiction problem in the Jewish world. So the denial ends there today as well. Even today when we hemorrhaging in this, people still say that it's not a problem. So fine, okay, let's go weiter. This is a new milchama. We never had this problem before. We don't know what this problem looks like, and we need to learn it. And Baruch Hashem, people out there are learning it, and people, they have developed the skills, accepted the problem, and are learning and growing and developing and are helping a lot of people. We know.
In fact, the battle, I don't know if it's real new, because at the end, the battle is against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's against the value of the Torah. And no, it changed the tools. That means we are against the devil to break also the klal. It's one thing. That means what we see is exactly against all what the Torah is teaching us.
And 100%. 100%. You're 100% correct, but there was never a tekufa before. I've added that the Muhammad's way is the same. The Yetzirah wants to kill us. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't just want him to attack us from Hashem. The Yetzirah wants to destroy you eternally. He wants him to attack you on Hashemah. That's what he wants to do. That hasn't changed. His goal hasn't changed. But in each blow, he uses different kadim and different tools. We have different nisoinis in every generation. This nisoin that we have at the moment is a new nisoin. And we're going to explain for many reasons why that is, and why the tools to deal with it is not a new tool either. But we need to revive, take out this tool and dust it off and oil it up and start using it again. That's Avraham Avinu. The key that Avraham Avinu gave us, that's the key we need to use again, because we haven't used it for a long time, because we never needed it. The Ikar Milchama against the Yetzer up till recently was more Yitzchak, and specifically Yaakov. And not that we throw Yitzhak and Yaakov out the window either. We just emphasize more and we learn more from Avram, because that's the Chos Moch. That's what Hashem says. In the end of days, you're going to have to use the Avram. Once again, whenever we talk about Avram and not Yitzhak, it doesn't mean that Yitzhak disappears. You need Yitzhak, you need Avram, we need everything. The question is, where's the emphasis? That's the point. But you're right, the Muhammad, the Matara of the Muhammad, the goal of the Muhammad, that changes. Never changes. But where he fights and how he fights is very different today. Very, very different. There was no such thing 100 years ago about a Jew being looking from and being in yeshiva and being part of the Torah world and being a Christian at the same time. If you wanted to become a Mormon, you wanted to become a Christian, you used to leave town. There were always the guys that lived at the edge of town, and they were the biggest Rishayim, and they were the ones that always used to go be moiser to the goyim about the yidden and that caused all the problems. That was the way it was. There was no one living in the shtetl, in the village or in the town or whatever, who we thought was a big from Jew. It turned out that afterwards he was a hidden Christian. That we never had before. 20 years ago, we never had somebody who was out the whole night drinking, and then would sit in the base of Midrash and sit and steig away to Sodom. We think he was the best bachur in yeshiva. But in the meantime, he was who knows where he was at night. If a guy was doing that at night, you knew straight away. He didn't last very long in yeshiva. Or he changed. Today you don't know. You have no way of knowing. I mean, there are ways of knowing, but it's very, very subtle. So that's what's changed. Okay. So everybody knows, everybody with even the slightest amount of zechel or some military experience knows that the most important thing when you go to a war, in a physical war, is dice. Oh, you have to know your enemy. That's why they have spies and they have people there, because you want to know who you're up against. Alachas kamer kamer shebu mochama gedoyla mochama sayetze. Im lo naskin ledat heichen im tzayn koiches ha'oiv ein lanu siko lenetzach. If you don't really understand what the koiches, not the tools, fine, so let's say the tool is the internet, the tools are simulation, the tool is but we need to know really, 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 we need to know what is the koiches, what exactly is he doing. Because if you don't understand, you don't recognize him, you don't know what he is, you don't know what his secret weapons are, you don't know where his missiles are, whatever, you're not going to be able to fight him. He's saying a big statement, yeah? Accept it, you can reject it. The the in the war that we have today against the Yetzer Hara. He's focusing daf on the internet. I think the internet may be, the internet could be, I'm not sure if it's a cause or a symptom, I don't know. I'm not gonna, I want to go into the whole thing. The internet we're using just as a as the main dogma, because that is the main dogma. And many Gedolim have said that there was never ever, the Yetzer Hara never ever had a clue, ever ever, like he has in the internet today. It's a really, really entangled problem. But when the people become frum because of the internet and stay frum and don't tell on the internet, and the other people that they're frum people, Magadi Shiri, Mashgichim, whatever, they go for the internet. It's a very hard thing to deal with. So, you know, it's a medicine for some people, it's a summer chaim, and it's a summer mothers for others. It's a more odd law baru, and we have to be, we can't be honest with ourselves. We don't know. We think we fool ourselves into thinking that I'm fine with it, but it's not always a posh. So to deal with this Muhammad we're describing, he's saying, yeah, that if you don't use the Kedim that Avraham Avinu gave us, you've got no chance. You've got no chance. And we see it, Lamaisa. Painfully, but we see it. Ma hi is a cheris pipiyoy shehim chilan Avraham Avinu. What is that two-edged sword that Avraham Avinu gave us? What's the secret weapon? Avrazu gaiva yudit. In a nutshell, Jewish pride. Don't you know what Jewish pride is? There's a lot of trait Jewish pride out there as well. Avraham Avinu hayu kamoina yochid uboided b'milchamasa. We know that Avraham Avinu was alone. He was the only one in this war. Ach kiven shu yagia l'akoros ha'emes, ki bishvili nivra ilam. Since he arrived at that emes, that akora of bishvili nivra ilam, that is shokosh bochu tzarich oto kaviyachol, that Hashem needs him kaviyachol. And I can give him something, and I can do chesed for him. He withstood his nisoinus because he had what to fight for. Abraham had 10 nisoinus, and he stood in all of them, and every nisoin that every year has today, you can find the shoyrish of that in one of those 10 nisoinus. You struggle to find a nisayon in your own personal life that Avraham Avinu didn't have to deal with, maybe not exactly the same, but you'll find the shoroshim of your nisayon in the 10 nisayonis of Avraham Avinu. And that's what we spoke about earlier, that the that Avraham Avinu, the Brisbane Nisayon, asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael would go through the same nisayon as he went through, because he wanted them to earn it the way he earned it. And he's saying, don't care for some Yisrael. Mikobo Mafil Chalalim Rabin. Mafil, sorry, Chalalim Rabin. The Nisayon is stronger and getting stronger, and we're getting hit, and many, many are falling, chas v'chalila. Neshamas rabbis oilus al moiket ha'in kvizitzir shel tabud ma'arav midayom b'yoyma. People are falling off the ship on the inquisitzir of Western culture every day. Arala ruchani hamufuzah b'kol makom, the spiritual poison that is spreading all through the world. Mayem ubloya es nishmaseinu la'ovda b'shol tachis. It's threatening to swallow up our neshamas and to lose us completely. Ashoa ruchanis mitracheshet leneged einayinu. The spiritual holocaust is taking place mamash under our noses. Kol machshev b'esi alun la'afuch l'ta'a gazim u'mesrefus ruchanios. The Neshamas Yisrael. Another rabbi also told me that with Taba, when he said this, he was very offended. But it's true. It's true if you just open up your head a little bit. Every machshev, every computer can turn into a gas chamber, Rahmana Litzlan, a spiritual gas chamber. We know, we've seen it. Ein af echad shirecha lazolanu va'adam oyim v'taba ma'azo yis oyis elikim lanu. No one can help you. And we sit there and we say, what do you want? Exactly, what do you want from me, Hashem? This is not a normal test. You give me a television, you tell me, listen, you can either sit here and watch shtiyot on the television, at best, I'm saying shtiyot, and then whatever, and waste a lot of time, and some be entertainment, or you can throw it out, and that's it. And then you give me a key that, one second, I want to throw it out, but how? You know, how am I going to get milk? How am I going to pay for the chashma? What are you talking about? How are my kids going to learn in school today? Let's just be honest here. How my kids going to go to school? They're the kids in Cheder today, they're on Zoom. Okay, excuse me, one second, what's going on here? There's a lot of shit. And mitzad sheni, there's good yeshivish people, very, very choshuva, Torah illuminis or whatever, but our mamash amtirin are swimming in a sewer. And so you look at Hashem and you say, look, excuse me, what's going on here? Mayasa ben v'lo yechto. What do you want the son to do? So you shouldn't sin. Kate said, Nishma nashmaseinu Torah. How do I guard my, how do I keep my neshama pure in this type of, a, of an environment? So now obviously there's practical stuff, you've got to get a filter, and you've got to get a this, and you need web cover, and you need, now that's for sure, someone who has an unfiltered, unguarded connection to the internet is, I mean, that's, I'm not even going down that path, that's beyond comprehension. And that's a big problem, because some people are working, and the place they work, they can't put on filters, and they can't, there's organizations, you get in touch with them, I don't know who they are, but they, whatever they advertise, you see them. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi, and he'll put you in touch with them, and they can help you to come to proper solutions. There's companies today that do it. It's big business today as well. I know Webhover. That's one of our Talmidim is Webhover. So he came up with a thing now for this Corona thing is a filter that only gives you Zoom. Mamash. That's all it does. It's called a student filter. Whatever. It's a special thing which he gave for free to clients of Webhover that you can set it up so that the only thing it lets through is Zoom, which means it's like having a GPS. You have Zoom and nothing else. And even Zoom, by the way, is not so posh, because if you don't set up Zoom properly, the people that have hacked into Zoom and put stuff on the screen, which is beyond comprehension. The incidents is like this. You can share your screen. You can't, yeah, because we blocked it. But if somebody can share screen, so you can put up whatever despicable stuff and it happened, the kids learning, and then suddenly this... The whole tumor world came across their screens, and the damage, it doesn't take too much time for the damage to be done. So I'm saying nothing has poshut. So we stand here and we're like, whoa, what is going on here? So those are the practical things that a person obviously has to do. You know, we're not talking about that. If you have a car, it's dangerous, so you know, you get your brakes checked. So deal with the technical problems, but we're dealing with the problem even before that. There's only one solution. And that's to be like Avraham Avinu b'shaisa liyais net chesedim koinai. La'argish l'chush l'izboinan b'tzah shchina. We have to, and I want to speak about this, I've been working on this for a long time, trying to get some kind of a mahalach in this tzah shchina thing, because most people, if there's anybody out there that knows how you get in touch with tzah shchina, that'll be lovely. I've been working on this for a long time, and I think it's going to get a nice definition. I'll tell you what I mean, maybe not today, remind me. Sunday we might discuss a little bit, but that's what a person has to do. You have to get empathetic. We have to think about the enormous pain that's been caused to Hashem. Not so you feel guilty. You have to know, we're a generation that doesn't know what guilt is, but don't know how to deal with guilt. Guilt's not a, there's no room for guilt in a Jewish dynamic. There's absolutely no room for guilt. If you did something wrong and you realize it, so you do tshuva and you move on. It's gewaldig. Tshuva is just the most liberating thing in the world, and it works. If you're still burdened after you do tshuva, you don't believe in the process of tshuva. Tshuva mamash works, and the reason why we don't believe it is because it's just so easy that it can't be. That can't be. No, but it is. That's the miracle of tshuva. So guilt, there's no room for guilt here. When you suddenly start recognizing and realizing, come at tzah, you're causing the shechina, whatever that means, and how much pain you're causing Hashem, whatever that means, we don't know what this means. That's why we don't get in touch with it. But we don't feel guilty. We feel charata, which we need to know what that is as well. This generation has no clue what charata is. You have to get in touch with that as well. And you reach it when you move on. Hashem only wants what's good for us. He loves us. He cares for us. No matter what we do, he's always going to love us. His love is unconditional. I'm going to listen to my Yetzirah when my father wants me so much to be matzliach. I'm going to go with all the world. I'm going to follow the world, and I'm going to cause enormous tzah to the Shechina Kedosha. What kind of a king is Hashem if the whole world's fighting against him? The whole world wants to destroy the neshamas of his precious children. I can take Hashem Kviyochel once again, its explanation, out of his prison. I break my rotzah. Even Noah says this, I wouldn't do that. If Hashem asked me for a cigarette, I wouldn't give it to him. If Hashem asked me, please, you know, can you just take your foot off my neck. You wouldn't do that? Can I carry on one more minute? I just want to finish this paragraph. I don't want to leave it over Shabbos. If anybody has to go, understand, I just want to, I know it's Erev Shabbos, people are in a hurry, but I just want to finish this last tikkun. ויכול לעשי להתקשר אל אבי שבשמיים לאהוב אותו לקבל ממנו תענוגים רוחניים אין סופיים. We have the ability to make a connection with Hashem. אבינו שבשמיים, we know how much he loves us. Unconditionally, we know how much he gives us even when we don't deserve it. We think we don't deserve it. And to get from him spiritual pleasures, infinite spiritual pleasures in this world. לזכות להיות קלוסו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. Shabbos is coming. Take a bit of time out to meditate on these things. להתרפק על אהבוסו ולחבק עמו כביכול. To ממש, just feel enormous, enormous חיבור and hugging and connection with Hashem. Warm can you feel it? ואם כן לנהל כל זויס, מה לי כי החבק השפוכויס והתנפס נשמוסי ברפש הזוי מועילו. Who am I that I'm wallowing around in the sewerages of the world, of the filth, the garbage cans of the world? That's where I'm nourishing myself from. Rak kach noichel aharim es roshenu me'al ha'mayim ha'zedonim ha'shoitfim b'shetzef ketzef es kol ha'olam. That's the only way you can lift up your head and breathe fresh air from around the terrible despicableness of what's going on in the world today. Rak kach noichel leches b'doyach Hashem, and that's all mibegir ha'olam hazeh. That's the only way he's saying, okay? Once again, I'm telling what's written here. He's telling you, and he dedicated his life, 80 years of his life, to this vision. That's the only way today. There's no other way to solve yourself and save yourself from the enormous discernment of Olam Hazeh. That doesn't mean that you don't keep tarik mitzvahs. We'll get there. We're nearly there, and we see how we integrate that into this as well. But that's where we need to put our effort. That's where we need to put our work. And Shabbos is the ideal time to do that. Shabbos is the day when you get to be able to get in touch with reality. So take a few minutes out of your busy Shabbos and maybe think about some of these ideas and recognize we do have the tools to survive. We have these tools, and Hashem also have people out there today that are very qualified and are prepared to help people who want help. Obviously, someone doesn't want help, then it's another sugi if you can help them or not, but that's not going into now. It's very hard to help people who don't want help. To help somebody give up smoking, doesn't want to give up smoking, I don't know how you do that. So, okay, fine. That's I'm going to stop there. I really did too much today. And we should be, have a good Shabbos, Brocha v'atzlocha, and Mitzvah Hashem will meet back on Yom Rishon.
Sure.
I don't have anymore.